My name's David. I'm an alcoholic.
Amen.
I have a sobriety date of November 11, 2024. And for that, God gets all the credit. I can't take credit for something that I can't do on my own. I tried to do it on my own and it never works. I grew up in L.A. I was raised by a single father. He pretty much let me do whatever I wanted to do growing up. Bought my liquor for me. Bought my weed for me. He would leave his weed around, you know, and I remember the first time I took a drink, I was 7 years old. I was like the beer runner at the house party, so I would always get the older guys a beer and finish whatever they left in their cans, you know, and by the end of the night, I liked the effects produced by alcohol. By the age of 9, I smoked my first joint, and by the age of 13, I started doing some other stuff. I really like the effects produced by these substances, and I like the way it made me feel. I like the way it made me not feel, because I didn't have to. I didn't know how to feel. My dad raised me to be very insensitive, and you know, why are you crying? You know, you want me to give you something to cry about? You know. Fast forward, by the age of 21, I got my first DUI. By the age of 23, I got my second DUI. And, you know, between all those times, 17, I was homeless for a little bit. I was like a rebellious kid, you know. I had already, you know, been in the grips of, like, alcohol and other stuff. And I got, you know, I became rebellious and decided to be homeless, right? I decided to not necessarily be a runaway. I guess it would be considered a runaway, but, you know, just do my own thing, right? I'm going to show you guys, right? And I've always done that. I've always had something to prove to everybody, you know, instead of really proving something to myself. And I didn't know about proving anything to myself until I got to the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. I really tried to do it on my own. My mom got sober when I was 13 and turning 14. And she, you know, she'd bring me around the rooms, and I would listen to your jokes and listen to your guys' pain. And I thought to myself, as a teenager, I would never be like you guys. And lo and behold, here I am at 36 years old at a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. I didn't realize that I was an alcoholic even after the DUIs and even after... You know, we read it tonight. By every form of self-deception and experimentation, he would try to prove himself exception to the rule, therefore non-alcoholic. And by every form, I try to prove myself exception to the rule. I can only drink on the weekends, right? That never worked. My weekend drinking was always turned into a couple weeks, which turned into a month, which turned into me losing my job, which turned into me being homeless, you know, which turned into me being all paranoid and hearing things and seeing shadow people and blaming you for things that you didn't even do, stealing your stuff and helping you look for it. You know, I did all that, man. And these are things that I swore up and down I would never do. You know, being one of those kids that would come to these rooms as a teenager to be support system for my mom, you know, just to kind of, you know, be with her. It never dawned upon me that I would end up worse. I actually ended up worse than my mom. You know, my mom was a late bloomer, and that's her story. But she was in her 30s when she got real bad. You know, and for me, I was like, I started real young, and I didn't know that I would ever end up in these rooms. So fast forward, by the age of 30 years old, I was homeless once again. You know. I would always get 30, 60, 90 days. I would do good at telling everybody in the rooms that I had a sponsor. I would do good at you know, showing up to do a coffee commitment or you know, I would never fulfill my year as a coffee person. I would never fulfill my commitment at the meeting because I couldn't stay sober longer than 6 months. But I would tell you guys that this didn't work. I would tell you that AA didn't work. And it didn't work because I wasn't doing anything to I wasn't doing the 12 steps, but AA didn't work. And I remember, man, when I was 30 years old, I was homeless again. And I prayed to God. I said, please help me. Please send somebody my way. And he did. 5 minutes later, there's somebody walks across my way and says, "Do you need help?" And I was like, "What?" Like, literally, I had just prayed. And so you can't tell me that there isn't something out there greater than myself. And so that's why when I say I give all the thanks to God, that's what I mean. It was those God shots throughout my whole life that I never really paid attention to, but looking back at it, after having done the work today and looking back at all the God shots, there is something out there, powerful, more powerful than David, I'd like to tell you guys that after I got sober when I was 30, I went into this detox, found this sober living called Concepts in Cyprus, where I found my sponsor. We did some work. We did all the work. But there was something that I left out after having done the work. I stopped praying. And with that, I had relapsed. I found myself in a position where I just I just took another one. And I'll tell you right now, for anybody that's never really gone through the steps, or maybe that's new, or but there's something, there's a recipe to this thing that we have to continue to do. And that's, for me, that's trust God, clean house, help others. And by trusting God, I got to stay connected. And by staying connected, I got to pray. I got to, do what God's will. And it tells us our job is to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. Nowhere in the book is it say minimum service, right? It says maximum service. They give us a lot of these extreme examples where I'm if I would have really paid attention to it, it would have been like, whoa, I got to, it says my very life as an ex-problem drinker depend upon our constant thought of others and how we can help meet their needs. Constant. Not every now and then, not when it's convenient. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, my experience is that this is a program of inconvenience. Only in AA do you drive 2 hours to speak 10 minutes. On a Sunday, I'm like, dude, this is my day off, But my very life as an ex-problem drinker depends upon my constant thought of others and service and showing up and doing things that I don't want to do, and eventually it turns into doing things that I want. I want to be here today, Thank you. And I tell you right now, man, my life is full today, I used to think Alcoholics Anonymous was boring. And somebody told me that I was boring. That's why I was boring. I was like... So I started getting busy. We do a lot of fun things outside of AA. Fellowship. We go to conventions. There's a lot of things to do in Alcoholics Anonymous. In and out. If you don't have a group of people that you roll with, I suggest you find people that are attractive to you in a way where you see their laughter, you see their busy life. They have something that you want. And what I found in the people that I hang around with is they have something that I want, and that's peace. And I didn't know what that was. My life was full of chaos. Gang banging growing up in LA, doing a lot of things, committing crimes, adrenaline rush, and going in and out of jail, and doing a lot of things that, that I thought were fun, and I thought that I wanted, but eventually it gets old and you get tired of it. And today I have peace. When a cop pulls me over, I proudly pull over. I don't have anything to worry about. I can walk into stores today and look at people, and the people that look back at me and not thinking, what the hell are they looking at? I don't live paranoid anymore. I have a life full of peace, full of joy, full of happiness. My family wants me around. My friends invite me to places. I have a job that trusts me. And the biggest thing that I've learned from Alcoholics Anonymous is having integrity and having honesty and willingness to help other people, even when it's inconvenient. And so for anybody that's, struggling, I suggest you find people that, are on a path on as to where you want to be. I suggest you get a group of people that you see doing the busy doing things, you know, panels, conventions. We got our sponsorship bowling night coming up, and I owe everything to Alcoholics Anonymous and God. You know, and so for that I continue to do God's work. I am willing to sponsor. I do have a working knowledge of the Big Book, and so for anybody that's interested, please see me after the meeting. Thank you.